Excellencies, colleagues, and friends, good morning. I'm Joseph Moynihan, and it's my privilege to be the chairman of the Board of Directors of the National Council, and we welcome you all to our 20th annual conference. It's certainly a great pleasure for us, and indeed a great challenge for us, that so many distinguished participants of this community, and indeed the global community, certainly the Arab world, have joined us this day to engage in this dialogue. The Board of Directors is proud of the progress of the National Council in the past year and really in the past 10 years. We won't take your time to familiarize you with that today, but I think you'll find the program illustrative of the sorts of activities that the National Council undertakes on behalf of greater understanding. It's my privilege at this time to introduce our CEO, Dr. John Duke Anthony, who will describe our purposes over the next 2 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. This is the 20th annual of these kinds of conferences, and we do them as a public service. After the liberation of Kuwait in 1991, where a keynote speaker was Ambassador to Saudi Arabia during that period, we asked a sampling of people in the executive and legislative branches what was most needed as a public service to build on strengths and curtail damages and prevent horror stories. So this is how this kind of conference came into being. There are actual policymakers in it throughout, but the greater intent is to provide food for thought for policymakers. Many, if not most, in the audience could deliver the speeches of the actual policymakers, because there are that many specialists in the audience. So we're trying to focus on a cerebral massage of giving ideas and insights, suggestions and recommendations. And what are we as an organization? We are an educational organization, nonprofit, 501c3. We do not lobby. We could. Many say we should, but the challenge is significant enough by not doing so. We have programs for the U.S. Armed Services with the U.S. Central Command, where we've taken almost 150 officers to the countries in the area of responsibility. We've long had an academic program for those in the social sciences, the liberal arts, and the humanities who have never been to the region or had an opportunity to have an empirical educational experience on the ground and bring it back to their communities. We've long had a youth program to train those emerging leaders of tomorrow in the skills of debate and reasoned argument, and had to develop agendas and priorities on agendas and get through agendas and run meetings and build coalitions and win with grace and lose with grace and dignity as well. And we focus on internships as well year-round. And in the last year, from one of our leadership development programs called the Model Arab League, we were able to provide 63 awards to take young American men and women to Saudi Arabia, to the United Arab Emirates, to Oman, to Morocco, to Egypt, and elsewhere, as well as work for 10 weeks here in Washington with some 21 sister organizations. The focus of these conferences here is not on the W questions, which most policymakers are seized with. What needs to be done? Why does it need to be done? When does it need to be done? What will happen if we do not do what needs to be done? And sometimes whether something needs to be done. So that's the unifying theme of this particular conference. But the most important one is the how question, because no answers to the how questions are cost-free. Sometimes the cost is monetary. Sometimes it's technology. Sometimes it's taking a hit from Congress. Sometimes it's taking a hit from your political base. Sometimes it's taking a hit from the media. So these are the most complex of all. I'll come back to the podium in a minute to introduce our keynote speaker, who will be addressing the mess that we have gotten ourselves into and the challenges in front of us to go forward and not go backward. But first, a word of welcome from the GSA's representative of this particular building. This is the largest federal building in the United States, east of the Potomac River in the nation's capital. Derek?
Good morning, and welcome to the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center. Again, my name is Derek Ordine, and I am the Acting Director on behalf of the United States General Services Administration. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome today's esteemed speakers, dignitaries, members of business, government, and development communities. As the World Trade Center of Washington, D.C., we pride ourselves on being an active hub for U.S. trade policy, national export initiatives, and a forum for diverse programming. Our Office of Trade Promotion collaborates with an extended network of private and public sector organizations, including partnerships with the United States Department of Commerce, various chambers, think tanks, and members of the diplomatic community, who convene a rich mix of signature events, such as today's program, to foster international dialogue, generate business opportunities, and educate the public. We have had the great pleasure of working with Dr. Anthony Pat Messino and their team for the past 6 years. This summer, we've had the wonderful privilege of working with the council to host the Right Honorable Tony Blair for a luncheon where he spoke on his role serving as the quartet representative to the Middle East. In fact, Mr. Blair is highlighted in our current issue of the quarterly TradeWinds publication. If you wish to learn more about our events and trade programming, please visit our informational table located near the foyer area. In closing, we are pleased to serve as the home to the Policymakers Conference. I am certain in the next 2 days will be thought-provoking and educational for many of us as discussions are framed on the dynamics of the recent events in the Arab world. Again, we are pleased to host you here at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center. And we would like to commend the National Council on Arab-U.S. Relations for once again organizing what I am sure will be a fantastic program. Congratulations to the Council on their 20th anniversary. And now I'd like to take this opportunity to turn it back to Dr. John Duke Anthony. Thank you.